This is the first football season since legislation was proposed banning youth football for Illinois kids under 12 years old. The bill, sponsored by Representative Carol Senti, roused debate from parents and legislators about safety and parents' rights. It was passed by committee, but died before reaching the floor. Representative Senti said parents, quote, need more time to absorb the evidence. In the past few years, bodies like the Illinois High School Association have made numerous policy changes to combat concussions in football. Sam Knox is the Assistant Executive Director at the IHSA.
Anytime an official sends a player out of the game for displaying those type of symptoms, the official is required to submit a report through our website that tells us, and then we forward that to the school so everybody's aware of what happened.
If cleared by a medical professional on the sideline, though, athletes may still return to the action that day. It's things like that which worry Dr. Chris Nowinski. He's the co-founder and CEO of the Concussion Legacy Foundation and was a scientific advisor for Representative Senti's CTE Prevention Act.
The practice of putting players back in who you were worried about is inherently risky. And there have been many, many times, even at the NFL level, with theoretically the top doctors and independent doctors, they've put people back in who, after the game, they realized, oh, shoot, they did have a concussion.
Concussion symptoms in some cases may not be obvious until hours or days later. This makes the issue more complicated in the world of youth football, where statewide reporting and on-site medical professionals of groups like the IHSA often don't exist. In Sandwich, Illinois, youth football can begin at age 5. Kyle Pennington is the publicist for Sandwich Youth Tackle Football, as well as a coach for the Super Light team. He says that in Sandwich they've seen a slight drop-off, but other local teams have seen a more significant decline in participation since the CTE Prevention Act was discussed in the spring. Coaches had to take a 4-hour certification course on concussions, and he said they've been focused on heads-up tackling in hopes of making the hits safer.
Instead of putting your head in front of the tackler, you're putting behind, and you're actually wrapping them and twisting almost like a gator roll instead of having those high impacts. And it seems to be helping. I mean, we practice that. It hasn't hurt our ability to tackle. I mean, our super lights and our lightweights are undefeated right now.
He also thinks that waiting until kids are 12 could result in bigger, stronger kids learning bad tackling habits and thus more injuries.
You pull this football away until they're 12, you're going to watch your concussion rate double.
Dr. Nowinski doesn't believe it makes a difference how kids tackle. It's the consistent impact that's the problem.
The science is black and white that those hits that don't look that hard to the naked eye are actually very damaging to a brain that is less prepared to take those hits.
He doesn't think teaching earlier is the answer either, and that research shows taking hits at younger ages has the potential to impact you later in life.
So if you started at 5 instead of 14, those who got CTE complained of symptoms over 20 years earlier. And that's a huge, huge amount of time and quality of life to lose. And it makes sense scientifically. And we're talking about now hundreds of brains that we've looked at. So this is a statistically very significant association.
At Sandwich, Pennington said there haven't been any concussions on any of his teams since he started coaching a few years ago, and that he wasn't aware of a single concussion in the program last year. However, the IHSA is reporting an increase in concussions in the past few years, which the hope is in part due to increased reporting. They've also seen a dip in participation. High school and college football, according to a 2013 study from the Institute of Medicine, has the highest reported concussion rate of any sport. Other studies have placed girls' sports like soccer higher recently. Dr. Nowinski argues this is an issue of sample size. Although the CTE Prevention Act is dead right now in Illinois, expect similar legislation to keep popping up. In the last year, bills have been presented in 3 other states. I'm Peter Medlin.